Joining us live in Washington, Associated Press National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani. Sagar, we're watching, obviously, what's happening with the Koreas. The concern, obviously, at the White House from a diplomatic standpoint. But as we're seeing, even on the stock market today, the unsettled situation there is affecting the market. And I think for most Americans that are out trying to find Christmas presents this morning, they need to be aware that what's happening, you know, from this foreign policy standpoint could have a very dramatic impact on their finances over the next month.
Oh, right. The main problem here is trying to differentiate between the rhetoric and the bombast that we so often hear coming out of North Korea, and kind of how to separate that from really how intense the situation may be. After the artillery exchange on that island in South Korea last week, you had South Korea saying it's sending more troops to those island areas that are closer to North Korea. You had a visit today from the top U.S. general, the four-star commander of U.S. Forces Korea, and then these upcoming military drills, the joint drills between the U.S. and South Korea that will happen off the coast on Sunday, featuring the USS George Washington, which is a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. North Korea is reacting very sharply to that, saying that those maneuvers put the peninsula on the brink of war. Again, trying to separate the reality from what we ordinarily hear out of North Korea is the issue, but there's no question that it has a lot of attention at the Pentagon and of course, at the White House and the State Department as well.
And clearly, the Obama administration does not want to be, you know, sort of at the fore of the diplomatic effort. They want to sort of share this with just everybody they can find.
Right. China has been the focus so far. The U.S. has been urging China to step in. It's really North Korea's biggest ally. It's a main provider of food and other aid, saying, look, you need to do something to rein in North Korea. The world, the international community is relying on you to do that. China has come out not as strongly against these drills as in the past. It has called on both North and South Korea to essentially back off and to show some restraint. Just a little while ago, we found out that China's foreign minister has indeed met with the North Korean ambassador, but there are no details on what happened at that meeting. But it seems China is at least trying to project an image that it is trying to step in and be a responsible party. But the U.S. says the diplomatic push here to restrain North Korea is going to have to come from Beijing, and it's really hoping China does come through.
Associated Press National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
KNX News Time 6:45.